The conditions Jesus gave to be his friend, his disciple, and a true follower. Throughout the Gospels, Jesus Christ spoke plainly about what it means to follow him. His call was never casual, nor was it comfortable. The Son of God invited all to come, but he made it clear that only those willing to surrender fully could be his disciples, his friends, and heirs of his kingdom. Friendship with Christ requires obedience. Many speak of Jesus as their friend, yet Jesus himself defined the terms of that friendship. When Jesus said, "You are my friends if you do whatever I command you." True friendship with Christ is not based on emotion or words, but on obedience. Friendship with Jesus is not earned through outward religiosity, but proven through inward submission. A friend of Christ is one who trusts his word enough to obey it. Jesus said, "If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love." The pattern is divine obedience. Jesus obeyed the Father perfectly, and in turn he calls us to walk in that same obedience if we wish to remain in his love. See, the world's friendship leads to compromise, but the friendship of Jesus Christ leads to holiness. Discipleship requires denial of self. Many follow Jesus for miracles, for food, or for curiosity's sake. Yet Jesus often spoke words that expose the hearts of those who followed him for the wrong reasons. Jesus did not seek mere admirers, but true disciples, those willing to deny themselves. Jesus said, "Very, very, I say to you, you seek me not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled." Later, when he spoke of himself as being the bread of life, many said, "This is a hard saying. Who can hear it?" And it is written that from that time, many of his own disciples went back and walked no more with him. But you need to understand this. Jesus never forced them to leave, but neither did he compromise his message to keep them. His words revealed who truly believed and who merely followed for gain. He did not turn the multitudes away, but he made the cost very clear. The cross was not a symbol of comfort, but of death. To take up one's cross daily means to die to your self-will, your self-interest, and your own self-righteousness. In following Christ, all other loyalties must bow before his supreme lordship. Christ must be the supreme affection of the hearts, the first loyalty of life. Anything less disqualifies a person from being a true disciple. Following Christ demands total surrender. Jesus said, "Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if anyone will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it." Here lies the paradox of the kingdom. Life is found through surrender, not through self-preservation. The one who clings to worldly comfort and self-will will ultimately lose everything. But the one who surrenders all for the sake of Christ gains eternal life. Jesus said, "He that taketh not his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth life shall lose it, and he that loseth life for my sake shall find it." Jesus measures worthiness for his kingdom by the willingness to follow him no matter the cost. Striving to enter the kingdom. Jesus said, "Strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in, shall not be able." The word strive means to struggle, to contend, to make a determined effort. The way to eternal life is not broad or easy. It demands repentance, it demands perseverance, and it demands obedience. Jesus said, "Enter you at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, broad is the way that leads to destruction. Many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, narrow is the way which leads unto life, and few there be that find it." Christ calls us not to a religion of comfort, but to a relationship that costs us everything. To follow him is to fight against sin, to resist the pull of the world, and to walk faithfully even when the path is narrow and lonely. Love proven through obedience. Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." Love for Christ is not a sentiment, but it's a submission. It is the proof of love in obedience. To love him is to live for him, to do what he says and to value his will over and above our own. Jesus said, "Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed." Discipleship is not a momentary confession, but it is a lifelong continuation in his word. Here's a challenge to the reader. Jesus never deceived anyone about the cost of following him. He offered eternal life, but he required absolute surrender. He offered friendship, but only through obedience. He invited all, but warned that few would choose the narrow road. To be a friend of Jesus Christ is to walk in his commandments. To be his disciple is to bear the cross daily. To be his follower is to strive to enter through the narrow gate, forsaking all else for the sake of his name. In a world that calls for compromise, Christ calls for commitment. He's not looking for half-hearted followers, but for those willing to lose their lives that they might find true life, which is in him. Jesus said, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." This is the condition. This is the calling, and this is the cost. Yet for those who answered, there is no greater reward than to hear him say, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter you into the joy of your Lord." Now, dear reader, search the words of Jesus for yourself. Find one place where he said that the gospel of the kingdom is not the gospel that must be preached in all the world. Find one scripture where Jesus said this gospel was only for the Jews, or there was only for a certain time period. You will not find it. Instead, you will find his clear command. This gospel of the kingdom should be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. Then the end shall come. The same message of repentance, obedience, faith, and surrender that Jesus preached in Galilee is the same gospel that must go forth to every nation. His words have not changed. His standards have not lessened. And his kingdom has not passed away. So the question remains, are you willing to be his friend, his disciple, and his true follower by walking in obedience to the same gospel that he preached? The decision is eternal, and the time is now.